This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Big fans. We've been following you for years.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with a short video. Yeah, I'm cutting it off there.
Yep, very good.
Well, yeah, so basically we want people to move and have fun. I'm going to show you some slides from a deck because it's easier for us to talk about. So we do gamified physical activity.
Yep.
Competition games, challenges, and workouts.
Yep.
So we play tech startup. We gain some press.
Yep.
We've been doing 3 good years growing, but we want to grow so much more. Skip that. People of all different ages.
Makes sense.
Fat, it's small, black, it's white. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Everyone can use it. Product simple. We've been doing a breast cancer charity. We've donated $150,000. The app, we have different game modes. But this is really what me and my brother want to do. We want to be the fastest growing sport in the world, even before pickleball and paddle and everything.
Why?
That's a good, let's, Victor, you take it.
I take it. I mean, I come from soccer. I played soccer 20 years of football. I love the competitiveness. I love the competitions. And when I get to see, now we had an 11-year-old win $12,000. And not that he only win the money, but he got to be a superstar.
Yeah, of course.
You know, he got interviewed by the newspaper, televisions.
Yes.
His friends were like, wow, you're number one in a sport. I want this to be the fastest growing sport because I want to be able to see these kids do this and love it.
But I think I'm asking you guys that because I think you have something very good here. Actually, let me put it on a shelf because I don't want to waste our time on this.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Next, go ahead.
No, but now you got me interested.
Well, I think when I look at your business, even in that quick chart that I saw, there's two things that scared me in the whole thing. So a couple things. It's very good what you have. It hits me on all the check boxes I care about. The two things that concern me is the sentence when you said, but we want to go faster. And the sentence that says, and I want this to be the number one fastest growing sport. Both of those are ideologies that have nothing to do with anything.
So why the thing is, everyone can use this. You can be in Africa.
That has nothing to do with anything. You two as the founders creating ideologies for yourself has the ability to impact the way you operate the business.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is, that's very nice, but both of you know this. Fastest growing sport, everyone's going to use different data to claim they're the fastest growing sport. We have the most new people.
So what it means is that we want a lot of user moving and playing with the box ball.
Good, that sounds like a good idea. When you're building a business, you would like as many customers as possible.
Yeah, but also because we've seen the happiness that it brings and the joy.
But there's happiness in 100 different things that people do physically. People are happy when they play pickleball, when they run on the treadmill, when they work out in the gym, when they eat better. Like what's very important in business, in my opinion, is not letting control too much of actions. Meaning everything you're doing is right. And now you're at year 3 or 4. And this is exactly when people start making big mistakes because they go into philosophy instead of execution.
Okay.
And so
we wanted this since year one.
That's beautiful. So keep doing what you've been doing.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing is, you're saying that we shouldn't do it. We shouldn't do it faster.
Yeah, exactly. I think when you start like anything that the fact that you even mentioned pickleball is bad. Let me explain what I mean. I'll explain.
Yeah. What
you need to just be tunnel vision on execution of expanding your thing. By mentioning pickleball, you've already let the philosophy of fastest growing sport, plus it's contextual to me. I understand where you're going, but you should be razor focused on customer acquisition and retention, the end.
Mm.
Right? Things like fastest growing sport or this, that, the other thing, or like, it's a distraction. I'm telling you, this is why I have a lot of gray hairs. I'm very clear on this. What your product, your business, right? Yeah. What do you need to do? You need to get more people to know about it, more people to buy it, more people to try it. And there really should be no other conversation about anything else. Yeah. How many TikToks is the brand doing a day?
Depends, up to 10. Some days one.
Interesting.
So we doubled our account in 1 month for 48,000 to 110 now.
You should be spending, like, and obviously Max has lived this life, like you should be obsessed with TikTok. Yeah. Everybody here, but you for sure, should be obsessed with TikTok, because it's going to go away in 24 months.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is it's not going to go away. We're pushing it. Good, good. All right, so what else can I answer? What can I answer for you?
I mean, one big question, as you were saying, we want to get it out there more. Like how to sign
content,
great A-list profiles. How do we get them to reach out to them and get them for?
Two ways. One, make so much content and let the groundswell of just normal organic growth pressure them in. Two, hire 4 interns and pay them minimum wage and let them DM people from the account 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
The great thing is your product is so easy to ship. It's lightweight. You sent me 3 of them. They're fantastic. My kids love them. So take advantage of being able to ship them to the influencers for sure.
Yeah. So we've been doing that. The thing is that the hard part is to get through to the A-listers.
Which is actually the punchline of the question. Cause it's hard.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen unless it's naturally going to happen.
Yeah.
Got it? So there's no secret. There's luck, timing, and lots of effort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, for example, we also
Give me 2 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah. So for example, we did a collaboration with John Terry, former football player in England.
Yep.
And that was through like a backdoor kind of thing. It just happened, as you said.
I could tell you right now, you could do something with Cristiano Ronaldo and it's less important than you dominating TikTok.
How?
Because TikTok is a much more scaled arbitrage than the most famous footballer in the world.
But what if we use his content on TikTok and just push it?
How are you going to do that?
We pay for the rights as well.
You're not going to do it, is what I mean.
Because he's hard to reach.
Bingo.
But
I'm telling you right now, I smelled it from a mile away. I can smell it because I'm old now. You got to get out of what you'd like to happen and just keep executing on everything you can control.
Yeah.
Got it?
We are doing that.
No, I know you are. The problem is your energy is spending too much time on the other thing. I want you to be 110% on this. Every footballer, the Olympics, Gary V, everything, TikTok.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that when I say TikTok is, of course, a lot of other things as well. Make content, distribute content, lead people into your world. YouTube Shorts, Twitter reply, start a Discord because now that's becoming a thing and build a community. Execute. Do you know why I'm unstoppable?
Because
I only control what I can control and don't care about all the things I want.
Yeah.
You guys are in full cliche 3 years in winning, but too much of your collective energy is focused on what you wish would happen. Yeah. Versus just focusing 24 hours a day on executing what you can control while the number one thing that could ever happen to you happened, which is there's a platform called TikTok that has so much organic reach that if you just become the best in the world at that and you have a product that is made perfect for it, it will outperform anything and everything else you spend your time on.